Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic Member-Driven Union of Flight Attendants for Flight Attendants. Today is Tuesday, May 7th, 2013, and this is Ian Compel, Chicago Council 8 Volunteer Reporting. Lawyers for 9 organizations representing 400,000 aviation professionals, passengers, and law enforcement officers yesterday filed a legal petition with Transportation Security Administrator TSA John Pistoli with a copy of to Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano seeking to rescind plans to allow knives in the aircraft cabins for the first time since 9/11. The Transportation Security Administration and the Homeland Security Department cannot dismiss the grave security concerns of 400,000 people on the front lines of U.S. aviation, including TSA's own transportation security officers and air marshals, the coalition asserted. The coalition also includes flight attendants, gate agents, pilots, law enforcement, and passengers. The petition makes critical points, the full details of which are available on our website. Permitting knives in the cabin is an unnecessary risk to flight attendants and the traveling public. It would be irresponsible to relax the TSA's existing policy on knives. Federal regulations currently ban all weapons on airplanes and in airport security areas, and knife is a weapon. TSA's argument for the change is false. Officers would have to devote substantially more time to screening knives and security lines would slow. The planned rule change is arbitrary and capricious, and to implement it without using the federal rulemaking procedure would be unlawful. If TSA moves forward with this dangerous change, the petitioners receive the right to challenge TSA in federal court. Without warning, TSA announced in March it would allow certain knives with blades up to 2.36 inches long through security and into passenger cabins starting April 25th. Following massive opposition from those on the front lines of aviation and national security concerns highlighted by the April 15th Boston terrorist bombings, TSA announced April 22nd it would temporarily postpone the new knife policy. It has not said it would reconsider the policy shift. The coalition's legal filing is adamant: no knives on planes ever again. Visit our website for additional details. United recently communicated with employees about their HR special leaves and career transitions program for June. Details of this company program are available on the company's website. Should you choose to bid for this HR leave, it is important to understand that while this leave is not the same as the contractual special leave of absence outlined in our contract, it will have an impact on seniority. You should carefully review the company's HR special leave of absence information, particularly as it pertains to insurance, past travel, vacation, sick leave accrual, and all other conditions associated with the leave. Flight attendants awarded any combination of special leaves under Section 23B, which total 180 days or more within a 12-month period, will not accrue seniority for each of the days in excess of 180 days on special leave status. Make an informed choice and consider the benefits and consequences of this HR special leave. At long last, the company has published their concept of a space available and positive space boarding priorities charts, which is available on our website. As you receive the positive space boarding chart, you may notice a concept of positive space categories, which are based on job classification. These include captain, first officer, ISM, mechanic, with subsidiary specific differences noted. It's important to understand that while their chart indicates seniority applies in almost every category, it is applied within a specific boarding priority category, with, for example, oral PS1B being upgraded before any PS4B or PS5B. Contact your local council with any questions you may have on United's charts. Last week, the United Master Executive Council, MEC, concluded our spring regular meeting in Chicago. The MEC discussed the business of our union, and the summaries of those meetings are available on our website. During the MEC meeting, a motion was made to recommend all flight attendants not participate in United's newest special assignment flight attendant SAFR program in a capacity as service instructor. The motion was acted on and adopted unanimously by all local council presidents, making up United MEC. The crystal clear message to management and members from the United MEC is that if the company wishes to put SAFRs on the aircraft to work or lend a hand to the working crew as a means of encouraging consistency, the money spent for this program is better spent increasing staffing levels to support our good work on board the aircraft and offer passengers a consistent level of quality service without this temporary fix to the existing staffing deficiencies. The unanimously carried resolution sends out a message to strongly recommend that flight attendants not participate in United's in-flight customer service support staff positions as service instructor until United in-flight management appropriately staffs their aircraft. We encourage you to review the information and contact your local council with any questions you may have. Today, 63 flight attendants from United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia gathered in Chicago for a one-day joint membership engagement training. This historic step forward is a pivotal moment which will increase our solidarity and power towards a successful negotiation. Additional details will be provided in this Friday's Our United update. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.